This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Listening to the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers, episode 282, 2022, our year in review. Welcome to the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers, the number one place to get your animation fix with animation addicts just like you. Each episode, we dive into the wonderful world of animation featuring Disney, DreamWorks, Pixar, and everything in between. From hilarious discussions and movie reviews to interviews with industry insiders, this show's mission is to brighten your day through our love of animation. So hop on your nerdy couch, grab some snacks, and get ready to hang out with your animation besties because it's time to dive into today's episode. Hey there, animation addicts. I'm Morgan Stradling.
And I'm Chelsea Robson.
And we are taking a look back at 2022, the movies we saw, the movies we reviewed, and we're just going to talk about our favorites from this year.
We have seen so many different movies this year. We did our dog series. We did like a whole Hotel Transylvania series. We did our 10th anniversary episode. This is kind of crazy. We talked about the Disney Princess concerts. And oh my gosh, we've done so many things this year.
Absolutely. We can kind of break this into two different groups. Movies that we saw as part of the podcast, and then movies also that came out as part of the animation fair. It seems like nowadays, that I feel like this started maybe 2015-ish, there just became such an influx of animated films that were released every year. It became harder to see them all, or not that it became harder to see them all, the desire to see them all kind of decreased, because I feel like the quality wasn't necessarily there, or you just feel totally swamped with stuff. I don't know if you felt that way, but there were times when I definitely felt that way. We will talk about that.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Let's just let bygones be gone. The important thing is that we're pals forever. Am I right?
Absolutely, old friend.
You see, nothing brings friends together like bells.
How true, how true. And I think that calls for...
One more round of jingly bells?
Oh, look at you.
Jingly bells, jingly bells on a New Year's Eve.
And I'm so glad to be right here that I may never leave. Take it, Rara.
Jingly bells, jingly bells to old friends, everyone.
We give to you our gratitude for good times, joy, and fun.
Isn't this a great gang of friends?
They sure are, aren't they?
when we are looking back at these, it's so funny because I can be like, oh yeah, I remember exactly where I was when I was watching that. I remember, you know, it's kind of like a resume of the year of how do I say that? Just a review of my own year of like in the life of Chelsea, where was I and what else was happening?
Yeah.
What spawned the could Cruella sue Roger episode, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So starting with the beginning, you know, this kind of leads into it. We started off with Hotel Transylvania 3 and 4 because the fourth movie was coming out and we had reviewed the two other ones. So we said, hey, let's just go ahead and, you know, review the other one that we need to do before the fourth one comes out. So Hotel T3 was the cruise one. You know, that's all I really remember from that film. Right. And then Hotel T4, I don't really remember anything from that at all, which is crazy. It's been
isn't
nearly
that
a year.
The one where
it's
they like, all turn into, like they swap and they turn into monsters and he turns into a human.
And I vaguely remember that I didn't love the way that it ended up, like the who inherited the, oh yes, yes, yes. There was the big moment where the boyfriend, I can't remember his name. He gets all mad because he finds out he's not going to inherit the
right
the hotel, it's so which weird. Makes no sense. And it was like, who are you, selfish little boy? So that was that. Oh, so that was a good one. So moving on.
We finally got to watch Missing Link, which was on my list to watch for years.
Yes. Chelsea has been asking and asking, let's do this. Let's watch this one. And it just kept getting bump, 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 bump. But it actually turned out being really cute. You know,
I really
it seems
like
we
yeah.
did. We did a few movies that kind of had these abominable beasts last year. We did a few more of them. Abominable was one of them that we did earlier. And so we kind of all of these mysterious creatures we did. And so that was a fun one. We did our 10-year anniversary episode. Now, let's not forget our nerdy couch discussions. That's something that we've introduced the past few years. We've broken this up, made them our separate episodes. So, you know, we talked about Bruno because the beginning of 2022, we don't talk about Bruno, was just this crazy phenomenon. It was literally
everywhere.
Playing on the radio. So we were talking about that and it worked out perfectly because in 2021, we really did spend a lot of time on different songs and Disney songs and analyzing and breaking down the different categories that songs can fit into. So it just was a natural progression that we're going to continue to do that. And with Chelsea being the resident music expert, woo-hoo, there will never not be a time when we don't talk about songs on the Animation Addicts podcast.
Of course.
We have to tap into her expertise.
What else do I have
which
to offer
leads us
at
into
this point?
The Disney Princess concert, which Chelsea went to.
Oh, it was great fun. That episode is really cool. You can go back and listen to it and see all the funny, fun things. Marissa came along and all the princesses were amazing. We got to see Susan Egan up there, which is like, oh, yay.
Lots and lots of fun with that. Then we had the Aristocats. So we love our Disney films. Okay, we're not going to lie. We love our Disney films. We will forever predominantly lean Disney on the podcast. Now, actually, quite a few of the films this year, I feel like, oh, we're always going to Disney and we're not giving these other studios a chance. But there aren't that many films that are not
that we haven't done.
It's not like we just did Disney this year. There's quite a bit that we
many movies on the Disney canon that we haven't done yet. Like over past 10 years, we've done a lot of them. And so
it's getting a bit more obscure.
Yeah, we're getting to
less favorite.
I really like the Aristocats though. So I don't want to like say that one's not one of my favorites or something. It's just,
no, yeah.
It's a classic.
Every time I watch it, I enjoy it, but it's just not one that's going to be like my first go-to.
Right.
When like, let's have a Disney movie night. So then we had our best Disney dates, which was fun.
I really liked getting that episode together.
we have some really fun ideas for nerdy couch discussions. They allow us to stretch our creative wings sometimes. So those were some good ones. We went back to Oliver and Company. Disney again. Shrek Forever After. So we finally did the fourth so far and final Shrek film, which is crazy to think that we've finally hit that milestone. And that was just such a behemoth of the early 2000s, that franchise, however good or bad it did. It seems like once they get to these fourths, they haven't quite ever really, they don't pan out in my mind. So, you know,
We forgot about Turning Red. Turning Red was Meg and May.
How could I mean, not that I forgot about it. I'm just kind of skipping over different things. But Turning Red was interesting because, you know, this was one of the new releases. We were very upset that it didn't get the proper theatrical treatment that it deserved and that it was advertised as up until a moment before, almost a month or two before. Then they kind of took, you know, the rug from out from under us, said, oh, just kidding, Disney Plus. And you know how I feel about Disney Plus. Disney Plus, and I am not ashamed. It just, it is what it is to me. It feels like direct-to-DVD quality stuff. It's like, this is, you know, and we can see with some of the films that are coming out, the, you know, there are some good ones. Obviously, anything Pixar's putting out is the high, high upper echelon quality. But it feels like some of this other filler stuff that they're putting in just feels lesser quality Disney Toon Studios. Mm-hmm. It's direct to DVD type of stuff just because, hey, you know, like no one's going to really analyze it too much over there. But Turning Red, that was probably one of the more controversial ones. I just didn't love it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't feel, you know, it was.
It's one of those movies that people really either really love it or they really just don't. And that's fine too, because I feel like every movie's going to find its audience somewhere.
It just felt totally different from Pixar, which that's fine. You can grow and you can be different, but Pixar really has established itself as this family-friendly brand. And I just wasn't sure that the subject matter and even the message at the end just really worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, that's okay. You know, they got to take their chances where they are. So Oliver and Company, Shrek Forever After, we did Sidekick songs, so our favorite Sidekick songs.
Classy.
And breaking those down. Then another one that we did was The Bad Guys. And to me, this was kind of one of the sleeper hits of the year.
Yeah, this was.
I went into this not expecting anything from it and enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, this was probably, if I'm looking at it, one of the top three movies that I saw this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good. So unexpected. And it's based on a comic, kind of a graphic novel series. So I want to check that out for my kids because my kids actually really love The Bad Guys. They think it's so great. So
even though Pippa got sick during it.
Let's not talk about that. We had to go to H&M and we bought her these socks to, you know, wear. I don't know why she needed socks. I think she thinks she needed socks. So I'm like, well, we're buying you a dress anyways. And since I'm here and since H&M is so far away, like we're just going to pick up these socks. They're a sock for every day of the week. So they have a little a unicorn on it and that says Monday or it has a butterfly.
Does
and
she
says
still
Tuesday.
Wear them?
She wears them all the time, but she always wants to wear the specific one for the specific day. So we've kind of created a problem because I'm like, this doesn't match what you're wearing today, but whatever. I've come to the point where I'm like, you be you, you dress yourself and you know,
I
and you'll
dress
love it.
Myself.
You know,
the
strawberry pants with rainbow shirt, go for it.
That's what being a 3-year-old is all about.
Exactly. So then we go into Chicken Run, which was a lot of fun to finally do that one, you know, 22 years later. And then we had an interesting Nerdy Couch discussion, a little bit legal. Could Cruella sue Roger? So still kind of going into some songs, but in a different way. We were hitting that conversation. So that was fun.
Well, that was also during, you know, the Johnny Depp trial. And so it was probably one of the more like we hardly ever do things that are culturally like relevant at the moment, unless it's like a new movie that came out. But
we like to keep it timeless.
Yeah, we try to lean in more toward the evergreen side. But that one was definitely for the moment. Perfect. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. And so this was our our Fowl series.
Yes. The Flying Fowl.
Flying Fowl series. So let's hit these up. We had Chicken Little, Swan Princess 9 and 10 while we were at it.
Oh, yes.
So those were, you know, a variety of different fowl that we hit up. And we also, in the middle of that, we talked about our ranking Pixar songs. And that was really fun because we will go into a Pixar series very, very soon. I'll jump into it. I mean, we did our Disney canon tier ranking. And that we had there's the Golden Age, the Wartime Era, the Silver Age, the Bronze Age, the Renaissance Age, the post-Renaissance age, and the revival era. So that was seven different nerdy couch discussion episodes. Gave us a lot of content. We liked that. And those were really fun. And we got great feedback that people just really loved going back and talking about each one of those and our thoughts on those. And it just gives you a chance to go back and think about the different films, their importance in the time that they came, similarities to other films during that age. Just really, really good time. So definitely, if you haven't checked those out, go back and listen to those episodes. And then, and we'll go back to the other movies, but while I'm here, might as well. We did the same thing for Pixar. So we only had about four different ages for Pixar: the classic age, the golden age, the sequel age, and the post-Lasseter age.
Didn't quite end up on the happy TBD. Side, but you know, we're here. We're moving forward still.
It is what it is for now. You know, 5 years, we can come back to it and say, you know what, this is a better name.
Yeah.
But we don't have one right now. Those were really fun as well, because I feel like those aren't necessarily as broken down and discussed as the Disney ages.
Most so it was people fun to kind of do haven't that. Gone through that. So that seemed a little bit more like, oh, we're cutting edge.
So novel. Yes. So going back to the other films, you know, Swan Princess 9 and 10, they were what they were. They were just kind of funny, kind of a joke. Interesting to tap into the podcast and look at those.
That's the thing. I got surprisingly into the Swan Princess 9. Yeah.
Yes. 9 is good.
I was 10 like, is like, this okay. is my jam, right, man?
This is the sequel that didn't lead up to the hype of the first one, which was 9. Swan Princess 9 was really, really the star and the reason of all of them. I'm like, oh, this is the one we need to do.
Yeah, definitely. I would probably, if I'm looking at, okay, of my top three movies, I might even put that in there. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Pin that for later.
We'll pin that.
We talked about Alice in Wonderland with our friend John, which was great.
That was a deep dive.
Another one long on the list that just kept getting pushed. You know, it was never one of my favorite films, so I think that's maybe one of the reasons why I'm like, meh, we could do it another day. And then it leads us into talking about the Disney Afternoon, which was cool because the Disney Afternoon was everything in the 90s. And that was to prep for the Chippendales Rescue Rangers episode. That was Disney Plus film, which we just had to talk about. It was just, you know, so occasionally one of those comes along.
I mean, as far as the straight to Disney Plus ones, like this one was just that sleeper one of like, oh, you mean this really could have actually been a theatrical and probably should have if you're comparing them. So I really liked Chippendale. That's actually the only one that I've probably gone back and tried to watch again. Wow. So
surprising. Nice.
I know.
So then we do The Secret of Kells, which it was good to do.
It was good to do. It was one that had always been, people had been trying to tell us to do it. And so it was always on the list. And like literally since 2013. So 10 years later,
we did it.
We finally did this. Like, I'm not kidding you. People were telling us to do this. So it was kind of strange for me to, you'll have to go back and listen to the episode, but that one, yeah, we did it. So there we go.
Woohoo! Then we head into our dog series. Fox and the Hound, Sergeant Stubby and American Hero, Frank and Weenie, Isle of Dogs, and Scoop. Quite a range of dog movies. Obviously, there are so many more dog movies that we could have done. Some of them we have done, obviously. But I think we got a nice mix of different studios. So we have Disney. We have, you know, Tim Burton through Disney. We have Wes Anderson, we have Warner Brothers. So we have quite a few, you know, more of an independent studio, really a range of dogs as being our main hero. And that took us quite a few months. We went through that and ended with Scoob, which didn't work too much for me, but that's okay. Then we moved into something interesting. We did Barbie and the 12 Dancing Princesses. You know, we had previously done Barbie as the Princess and the Pauper,
which I really enjoyed that one. That was 21. So this one, the 12 Dancing Princesses, we were able to have Soul on that one, which I love it.
Yeah.
Always great to have new people.
Then Disney's Strange World. So we didn't hit every single new release that came out this year, but there are some flagship tentpole ones that we just got to do in the Disney newest one. We just, you know, we are Disney fans through and through. So we got to hit that one. Now, at the end of this, I do want to talk about maybe some films that we didn't review on the podcast that had come out in 2022, because there are some where I'm like, I really wish we could have done that. Mm-hmm. It just didn't work out. And then we had a few more Nerdy Couch discussions. We talked about the best and worst Disney live action adaptations. Woo! Okay. You know how I feel about that.
I know.
Cinderella Forever.
Oh, yes. Definitely Cinderella Forever.
Then a really fun one, which just is the epitome of a Nerdy Couch discussion to me, is tier ranking the Disney CEOs. And you know what? I never thought that Michael Eisner would come back as a positive figure in my life. But having seen where we are now.
Oh, gosh.
Oof. Yes. I mean, yes. Yeah. Go listen to that one for all of our takes. That was a great one.
Oh, man. And then we go into the holiday season, which is always a blast for us. Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas. Oh, such a classic.
Speaking of direct-to-video and their forte. Where's Mason when you need him? And lastly, we couldn't help but wrap it up with, horrible, but just the train wreck that you can't stop watching, the Swan Princess Christmas, Swan Princess 4. So that was our big high note that we ended the year on, Chelsea. And now here we are.
Here we are once again.
I do want to go back. So if we're looking at different animated films that had come out, there was a new Ice Age, The Adventures of Buck, that came out onto Disney Plus, which, you know what?
Interesting.
So fortunate, because it was part of the acquisition of Blue Sky and they had certain things in development, and then they just like kind of released them to the wind and said, here you go.
Right.
And then stuttered the studio and closed up shop, which really it just seemed like, oh, you just purchased us because you didn't like our competition.
No, that's exactly
I really think that's one of the main reasons is they are taking up dates on our theatrical calendar and, you know, making X amount of money. And that's what companies do sometimes. They just purchase a company that is a competitor. And yes, it may be an incredible company, but they have no intention of doing anything with it because they're like, we want to be the only one.
Right.
We want
to pick out your best talent, get rid of the rest, and then we'll do whatever we want with your catalog, because sure, we liked it. Yep. People like it, so yay.
We have The Sea Beast, which came out on Netflix, which I haven't seen that, but it looks pretty cool. Other ones we didn't see. Does Pinocchio count?
Oh,
I'm not going to count that. That's kind of a live action remake that has animation.
We talked about it.
The League of Super Pets, we
did
not participate in, but I know that it was, definitely, I saw lots of commercials for it. It was a kind of a summer release. My kids would have liked it. We just never got around to seeing it. There was Lightyear that came out. Surprisingly, we didn't do the big Pixar film, but we just, our heart wasn't in it because we're just kind of, I'm kind of disappointed with Pixar and what they're doing. Right. What they did to Toy Story 4, and then we got this, and I was like, eh.
Well, no, I did see this for us. I took the bullet. And so that my review of that is on our Pixar post Lasseter's era.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good times.
Then the other notable ones is Minions: The Rise of Gru.
I really like that one, actually.
Yeah, I didn't see it because I'm kind of fatigued with some of these films, especially as we're getting into the 3, 4 and then we're in spinoff territory. Yeah. It's just too much for me, and I am an animation addict, but I know where I need to stop. I know my limits, and I'm still addicted, but not going over the edge.
You're just microdosing here and there.
Yes.
Well, actually, I'm thinking about it. Like, did I like Rise of Gru as much as I thought? I think I gave that one a passing grade.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that I actually really liked it, because now that I'm thinking about it, what was it even about? I mean, I know what was it about, but like, I think there was just a lot of things that happened in that movie that it was just like, I don't know what you're trying to do. Like there were three main stories that were happening, and it was just too much to follow. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that it it would make my top three, but it got a passing grade.
Another one was Paws of Fury, The Legend of Hank. Now, this came out around the same time as The League of Super Pets, and I kind of was confusing them. Even one was more Asian inspired. The other one was obviously superhero inspired, but they kind of just blended into the same for me. And then I think one of the most notable that we didn't talk about, which I think we should add to early 2023, is Skydance Animation's Luck.
Yeah.
Now, this one came out on Apple TV, and this is, I feel, the problem with animation and just movies right now in general, is that everything's so disjointed and everyone has their own streaming platforms. They're trying to get different films to be a flagship release on this platform to get people to sign up, or this platform. So this didn't come to theaters. It was exclusively Apple TV. And I wasn't going to go out of my way to subscribe to Apple TV just for this one. Unfortunately, I wasn't going to, but I guess I might have to, because it looks really good. And again, this is where John Lasseter moved over to. He moved over to Skydance. And this was the first one that he was involved with.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see how they do.
So I kind of want to see, okay, like what translated, what's different, you know, what's the studio all about? So those are what came out, the ones that we didn't touch on the podcast. Let us know which one of those from 2022, you know, were really diamonds in the rough that we need to talk about. So I think we could, you know, maybe early in 2023 do a 2022 catch up, you know, now that the Christmas season is over and we have our New Year's resolutions, and we can go back to some of those that maybe we missed and review them. And I think Luck should be on our 2023 list for sure.
I agree. Let's do it.
So let us know your thoughts, your favorite movies that we did this year on the Animation Addicts podcast, and also that just came out in general that you say, hey, guys, you're really sleeping on this one. You need to do this. So if you could just pick three top ones that you had reviewed this year, which would they be?
So the top ones that I've reviewed, and I'm not going to put them in order as in this is my number one, because I don't really know. It's been a while since I had to like really rank them that way, but my top three, definitely Bad Guys. I'm gonna say Swan Princess 9, and then also Chip and Dale.
Okay, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do the Bad Guys, Isle of Dogs. Let's throw Fox and the Hound in there.
Ah, classic.
And so, I don't know. Then those, you know, the Christmas ones are so good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, more just for the discussion of them. But good times on the podcast. Thank you to everyone who has supported us and listened. You know, whether you are a patron, a subscriber, listener, we love you guys and we appreciate your support year in and year out. Thank you so much. It's crazy that this is, you know, our 11th year of doing the podcast, yeah, which is pretty crazy. And we're still doing it, which is awesome. So we will be doing much more. Let us know. Go to rotoscopers.com. I don't know what, but
check out the website. Get all the news and reviews. Well,
I want to let them to let us know. Let us know your thoughts. Send us a voicemail. It'd be really cool to do a year-end show where everyone sends in their thoughts about 2022. So if you'd like to send us some voicemails, go to rotoscopers.com/voicemails. As always, thank you to the patrons. If you would like to consider being a patron to support the show even further, we have a lot of fun perks. We have our patron community. We have special episodes just for the patrons. We have bonus ad-free episodes. So if you don't love the ads, hey, this is the easiest way to not get those. Plus, you get bonus content at the end of each of those episodes. Good, good times. And it's just an easy way to support the show. And we love you guys for that. So that's all I have for this episode. Until next time,
we are the Rotoscopers. My voice sounds so bad.
Well, he's okay.
He's okay. It'll just be okay. Like, oh, you lost your voice again? Oh, okay.
It happens to Chelsea.
The singer
it sounds
can't.
Better towards the end. Yeah. I didn't really notice it as much. So,
okay.
Okay, let me end this. Go check on the kiddos. They're watching Nightmare Before Christmas because Pippa has been begging for a long time to watch it. So, and then Graham didn't want to watch it. He wanted to watch something else. But I was like, hey, if we put on, what if we put on the sing-along version? Because he can read now. And he like is reading at like a third grade level. Oh, and nice. He loves to read everything. So he loves when we're listening to songs. If I have my Spotify on, he wants to hold the phone, which normally I don't do phones ever. But he likes to watch the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can see the lyrics. So I was like, okay, this is a fine screen time activity because it's helping him read. And he likes to whatever. So
way to justify.
That was the... Yes, that was the compromise we made, and I think he was satisfied with that. But I got to make sure that everyone's still alive over there. And,
okay.
Yes, so let me end this.
All right, ending now.
You've been listening to the Animation Addicts podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, and be sure to leave us a 5-star review. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to help spread the word, be sure to share the podcast with your friends on social media. Just don't forget to tag us at Rotoscopers on Instagram and use the hashtag AnimationAddicts. For all the links and full show notes for this episode, go to rotoscopers.com/podcast. Now, if you still can't get enough for your animation fix, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and visit rotoscopers.com for more animation news, reviews, and interviews. Thanks for listening.